Every rancher knows they need good fences to keep the herd from running wild on the neighbor's property. In the 1850s, there were not any fences here, but those who owned the cattle pushed their luck too far with their new neighbors in the desert. The fight that resulted is today's edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Today, the glitz of casinos in Laughlin, Nevada lines the shores of the Colorado River. Vicki Salyer shares the story of what this area was like centuries before the slot machine's arrival.
The first people here were the Petayans, and they found several sites from them. They're called the Old Ones by the Mojave Indians. The tribe that's here now is the Mojaves, and they've been here for at least 3,000 years.
The tribe survived the tremendous heat by growing crops along the Colorado River.
They were living peacefully along the river until Lieutenant Beale decided to build a wagon road from Fort Smith, Arkansas, all the way to Los Angeles, and he also had people following him in wagon trains. The first wagon train to come through here brought 400 cattle.
Lieutenant Edward Beale's group allowed their cattle to graze along the river. One man wrote in his journal about the experience.
He said that his cattle were now in clover because they hadn't seen anything green to eat in so many miles. And what they had done was left 400 cows out on the gardens of the Mojaves. The Mojaves came down and asked them if they were leaving 3 days in a row, and they kept saying, yeah, we're leaving, we're going to go on.
But the wagon train did not leave.
On the third day, when they didn't go on, the Indians came down and shot a volley of arrows into the wagon train, and they all picked themselves up and headed back for Santa Fe, New Mexico, as fast as they could go. The Indians did not chase them. Only one man was killed in that raid.
600 soldiers were sent from Santa Fe to build Fort Mojave here. Beale's wagon road was constructed through here, a forerunner of the path railroads, Route 66, and the interstate would later take. More next time as we travel the countryside in Bullhead City, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.